Moore 定律还在。
Moore's law is still valid.
但是芯片的增长方式可能已经变了。
However, the way chips are growing may have changed.
今天的华尔街日报的头条新闻。
Today's headline news from the Wall Street Journal.
中国芯片雄心，仍受制于一堵技术高墙。
China's ambition in the chip industry is still hindered by a wall of technology.
华为表示
Huawei stated that
通过替代的技术方案到2031年可以比肩尖端的芯片性能。
By 2031, alternative technologies can achieve performance comparable to leading-edge chips.
但是有分析师就认为
However, some analysts believe that
到2031年
By 2031,
华为和对手的实际差距是八年左右。
The actual gap between Huawei and its competitors is about 8 years.
而不是三年。
Not 3 years.
2019年。
2019.
华尔街日报的记者曾参观华为在东莞的研发园区。园区占地300英亩。
A reporter from the Wall Street Journal visited a Huawei research and development center in Dongyuan, which covers an area of 300 acres.
有 2.5 万名员工。
There are 25,000 employees.
内部建有12个仿欧洲城市的小镇。
There are actually 12 miniature European cities inside.
用小火车连接，一位高管幽默地说
A humorous way to connect a high-ranking executive is to use a small train.
我们在欧洲发展得很好。
We are doing well in Europe.
同一年，任正非在接受采访的时候提到了制裁问题。
In the same interview, Ren Zhengfei mentioned the issue of sanctions.
我们没有美国是能生存得下来的。
We can't survive without the United States.
六年后
Six years later,
华为仍在推进芯片路线。上周
Huawei is still advancing on the road to chips.
华为半导体负责人何庭波提出涛定律。
Huawei's semiconductor executive, He Tingbo, proposed the He Tingbo law.
并称其为摩尔定律的继承者
and called it the heir to Moore's law.
从公开信息看
according to publicly available information,
这条路径并不复杂
this path is not complicated.
不是单纯的依赖制程缩小
not simply relying on miniaturization of processes,
而是通过芯片堆叠提升性能
Instead, it improves performance through chip stacking.
华为表示
Huawei stated that
这种方式可以让晶体管密度提高 55%.
This method can increase the transistor density by 55%.
并在2031年接近尖端水平。
And in 2031, it will approach the cutting-edge level.
但是独立的分析师吉米·古德里奇说
However, independent analyst Jimmy Goodridge said,
这种工程技术确实令人印象深刻。
This engineering is really impressive.
但将其称为突破
But calling it a breakthrough,
则并不成立。
This statement does not hold true.
原因在于
The reason is that
这并不是华为的独有路径。
This is not a path unique to Huawei.
台积电、英特尔、AMD、三星都在做类似的技术。区别
TSMC, Intel, AMD, and Samsung are all developing similar technologies.
是他们依赖 EUV 光刻机 EUV 设备
They rely on EUV lithography machines, EUV equipment,
主要是由荷兰的 ASML 提供。
mainly provided by ASML from the Netherlands.
自2019年以来
Since 2019,
美国已禁止向中国出口
the United States has banned the export of
该类设备。中国目前没有成熟的替代方案。
Currently, there are no mature alternatives to this type of equipment in China.
在这一背景下
In this context,
华为将堆叠从补充路径变成了主要路径。
Huawei has shifted its focus from supplementary paths to the main path of stacking.
也就是其宣布的韬定律。
That is, the law they announced, the law of throwing.
分析师认为
Analysts believe that
这等于承认短期内难以突破 EUV 光刻的限制。
This essentially means acknowledging that it will be difficult to break through the limitations of AUV lithography in the short term.
不是。
No.
还有一个现实的问题。
There is also a practical problem.
就是良率。华为约为 20%。
That's a 20% increase.
而堆叠工艺对良率的要求更高。
And the stacking process requires higher yield.
这进一步放大了良率的难度。
This further increased the difficulty of achieving high yields.
华为此次宣布的韬定律制程对美国，这说明出口管制并未完全奏效。
Huawei's recent announcement of abandoning the use of advanced manufacturing processes for the U.S. market indicates that export controls have not been completely effective.
对中国是提供替代路径的宣言。
Declaration on providing an alternative path for China.
在我看来是
In my opinion,
是在次优解的限制条件下
Under the constraint of suboptimality
重新组织技术路径
Reorganize the technology path
而不是跨越限制本身
Instead of transcending the limitations themselves
摩尔定律追求的是缩小物理
Moore's law aims to reduce physical size
距离，韬定律追求的是缩小时间。
The law of diminishing returns aims to reduce time.
美国对中国半导体的管制本质上是在阻止中国获得最优解。
The U.S.'s control over China's semiconductors is essentially preventing China from achieving the best outcome.
而中国科技战略核心任务是在无法获得最优解的情况下持续地创造次优解。
And the core task of China's technological strategy is to continuously create suboptimal solutions, even when the optimal solution cannot be obtained.
从山西的关帝
And the Guandai of Shaanxi.
妙净祠
Temple of Cleanliness,
云冈石窟等历史古迹游览归来。
After visiting historical sites like Yuling Grottoes,
看到那些历经岁月依然屹立的建筑与碑刻。
Seeing those buildings and inscriptions that have stood for centuries,
有一种很深刻的直接感受。
There is a very profound and direct feeling.
很多东西不是一时之力完成的
Many things are not accomplished overnight,
而是在时间中一点一点被塑形加
And in the process of time, it is gradually being shaped and strengthened.
故延续下来的韬光养晦四个字本意并不复杂
The four words continue to conceal and hide are not complex in meaning.
是在约束条件下保存力量
to preserve strength under constraints
等待时机
waiting for the right moment
也是在不确定环境中保持节奏的一种进取
This is also a way to maintain momentum in an uncertain environment.
放到今天
to today,
看华为
look at Huawei.
无论外界如何评价滔定律
no matter how the outside world evaluates the law of throwing,
它所呈现出来的
what it presents,
其实是一种时光刻印在国人 DNA 里的精神不服输
In fact, it is a spirit of perseverance imprinted on the DNA of Chinese people.
这种不急于给出终局答案的态度本身就完美地说明了偷这个以时间为度量的宇宙定律。
This attitude of not rushing to give a final answer perfectly illustrates the violation of this cosmic law which measures time.